Hello?
Hello, is Melissa Fiera there?
Yes, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Just know your name was chosen at random, and your answers are confidential. So let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
What is this for?
Well, this is for, you know, general issues, including politics and social matters.
Mm-hmm. How did you get my number?
Well, we get numbers at random, so it's not like we were trying to reach you directly. It's just we get the random numbers.
Okay. What is this data used for?
I'm sorry? Oh,
what is the data used for?
Well, in general, it's just to have an idea. For example, since these questions are related to politics, for example, if you are likely to vote or if you're interested in things like tobacco, for example.
And tobacco?
Yes, that is one of the main topics in this issue, in this survey, I'm sorry.
How many questions do you have?
Well, are less than 20 questions.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. And are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Would you probably not vote?
I will vote.
Okay. Thank you so much. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And just to make sure that we are representing everyone, may I know your race?
Hispanic? White?
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and may I also know your age?
34 in a couple weeks.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important this issue is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's important for you, a 5 if it's somewhat important, or 0 if it's not important at all, and you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first issue is reducing substance abuse in our communities.
If I, just clarifying, if I want the government to address it?
Yes, how important you think it is for the government to address this is this specific issue?
Substance abuse?
Yes, reducing substance abuse in our communities.
Okay, and we're talking about federal government, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. I would say 3. I think local government needs to do that.
Okay, thank you. And what about making college more affordable?
3. I think that is based on institution.
Okay, thank you so much. And what about lowering costs of healthcare prescription drugs?
Three, they should work out for the quality of food.
Okay, thank you. And what about improving K through 12 education?
Probably 1. I think the school systems, which is local, needs to take care of that.
Okay, thank you so much for that for that answer. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for Hispanic and Latino communities?
Better.
Okay, thank you. And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Same.
Same. Thank you so much. And which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to two, and I will read the options for you. Heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, marijuana and other cannabis products, opiates and fentanyl, ketamine, ecstasy and other party drugs, vaping, alcohol, or cigarettes.
What is impacting Latino communities?
Yes, are having the most negative impact.
Marijuana is pretty epidemic everywhere.
Okay, thank you. And would you choose one more?
No, I don't think I'm familiar enough.
Okay, no worries. Thank you so much. And I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community?
Just repeat the question again.
And yes, of course. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic Latino community?
No, disagree.
Okay, and would you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree because I think it's other things.
Okay.
That are more harmful.
Of course. Thank you so much for your answer. And now I would like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, please tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all with the product. The first one is e-cigarettes or vapes?
Somewhat familiar.
Thank you. What about heat not burn tobacco products?
Not familiar.
Thank you. And what about oral nicotine pouches?
Somewhat familiar.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I would like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults today are still smoking. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. So, after hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? I will read the options for you. more government restrictions and bans, cost of smoking has gone up, more education and anti-tobacco advertising, or introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market?
The last one.
Okay, thank you for your answer. Okay, and I would like to read two statements for you about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more? The first one says, while it might be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. The second statement is, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. So which of the following statements do you agree with more?
Those are very lengthy.
Oh, yes.
I think the last one.
Okay, thank you so much. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
I don't think I have full understanding of the complete comparison between the two.
Okay, no worries. Thank you so much. That's valid. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of the smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each one using a scale from 0 to 10. When 10 means that you are strongly that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree, or 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all, and you can use any number between 0 to 10. So the first one is, medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have a responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It's important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses. How would you rate that statement?
I agree.
Okay, but in this case, we will need to rate from 0 to 10.
I would say 8.
8. Thank you so much. The next one says, when someone is overdosing on opiates, their lives might be saved by using another drug like naloxone or Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their life. And we hear about opiate death every night on the news. But smoking kills 5 times as many people as opiates. And the FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows there are less harmful alternatives to that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs to get a lot more media coverage. From 0 to 10, how would you rate that one?
Other drugs should have more media coverage. Six.
Okay, thank you so much. And now the last statement. Let's be clear. When we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we are not saying they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke, and we should continue to educate everyone on the risk of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do. How would you rate that one?
Yeah, like 7.
Okay, thank you so much. We are just close to finish the survey, I promise. Okay, next one. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I would like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Mm-hmm. And but would you say strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Thank you so much. And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? You can use. You can just say yes or no. The first one, pipe tobacco.
No.
Thank you. E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Thank you. Cigars?
No.
Thank you. Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Thank you. What about cigarettes?
No.
Thank you. What about oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Thank you. And last one, smoke less tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
College. I completed college.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Unmarried.
Thank you so much. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a strong Democrat, not strong Democrat, strong Republican, not strong Republican, or independent?
Probably more independent.
Okay, thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Someone else.
Thank you so much. And I think this is the last question. And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat, Joe Biden, and Republican, Donald Trump, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
No, neither.
Okay. Thank you so much. That concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your time. We really appreciate it. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your night.
Yes, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.